B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Do me a favor. I need you guys to tweet out more Sixer games you want to relive. And after we redo this one, this Eagle game, we'll pick a Sixer game for tomorrow. We'll have we'll give you the four choices, and then we'll pick a Sixer game that we'll broadcast tomorrow. Have some fun. And again, it's just highlights, and we do our playback. If you're during football season and during basketball season, when we do our big games, what happens, right? We do our playback. We love to have some fun with it. Real quick, just a quick news update, and just to be mindful, in New Jersey, 19 more cases of coronavirus surged now to 267, and also 3 fatalities reported. And in Pennsylvania, 19 more cases, meaning 133, 18 in Philadelphia. So you can expect, and the only reason why I bring that up is that as each day passes, you can expect more and more cases. So just please be vigilant. All right, let's have some fun, and let's everybody sit tight, because we'll go back to the calls in just a moment, and we'll talk about the draft, and we'll talk about the free agency period. But first, let's go back in time to December 8th, 2013, where the 7-5 Detroit Lions visit Lincoln Financial Field. It's a 1 o'clock start. And if you remember, early that morning, with just calls of snow showers, passing snow showers, minimal accumulation was what the weather folks said. It started to snow that Sunday morning, and it started to stick. Here is the introduction to the game with Kurt Menefee, who sends it out to Kevin Burkhart and John Lynch, who are on the call. And at the end of it, there's a moment of silence because of a death, a major death in the world earlier in the week. Take a listen.
It's week 14, and we've got a huge matchup today in Philly as the Lions look to stay atop the NFC North, while the Eagles look to jump ahead of the Cowboys in the NFC East. Kevin Burkhart and John Lynch have the call.
Kurt, we got the snow for you in Philly today. It's coming down to the city of brotherly love, and a big game with a playoff feel. The Eagles and the Lions today. Eagles taking the field, and it is slippery out there, that is for sure. It's a big game. The NFL on Fox from Philadelphia. The 7-5 Detroit Lions against the 7-5 Philadelphia Eagles. So a big game weather factor here in Philadelphia. A special moment of silence around the NFL today. For that, we head to public address announcer Dan Baker.
Ladies and gentlemen, wow, please stand and join in a moment of silence for Nelson Mandela, who died earlier this week. Mr. Mandela's courage, compassion, and leadership inspired millions of people around the world.
Wow. Nelson Mandela passed that week, and there was Dan Baker. All right, it's snowing, and it's snowing, and it's coming down. The Lions start the game by going 3-and-out. Take a listen to how Kevin Burkhart was describing what was happening on the field. You can remember just how crazy the conditions were, right? There was that dump off right here on 3rd-and-9 from Stafford to Jaquay Bell. Take a listen.
Look at the amount of snow. It's got to be 2 inches of snow at least. The first down line, thankfully, is working because I can't see where it is. 3rd-and-9. They're going to dump it off to Bell. Looking for his footing, and he's going to be shy of the first down. You can see how tender the cuts superstar out there on that snow was Patrick Chung with the stop three and out line.
Wow. Patrick Chung.
The names
later,
are going to hear.
Right. Later goes to the Patriots.
As a stud.
All right. Patrick Chung.
Didn't he just get in trouble? Wasn't it like a cocaine trafficking?
Yeah. Check that out, actually. Look up that story. Again, listen to how they're describing the snow. Because, again, no one realized that this storm would stick. They thought it would just be, wasn't cold enough. It was early in the season. December the 8th, we're 2 weeks out of Christmas. And we're in a full-fledged snowstorm. Right? I mean, it's amazing. It's a quarter way up the ball before it's even snapped to Stafford. All right, listen to this play where Joik Bell, he fumbles. He lost two on the day. Stafford fumbled, get this, 5 times during the game.
Matthew Stafford said it. He's struggling to handle this early on. But he, like us, was thinking this was coming in the second half. That's what the forecast said, and we thought we were just getting little flurries. Instead, it's dumping in Philly early.
So this will be a second down and 11. A loss of one. Fourth down. Look how much snow was on the field. More than a quarter of the way up the football. Draw the joke down. Running from Joik Bell, and now the ball is loose, and the Eagles say they have it. Well, certainly Connor Barwin does have it.
Philadelphia ball, first down.
And of course, the Lions weren't the only team struggling with the weather. This was a big moment in the second quarter of the game. With weather like this, you're thinking the first team who scores is the team who's going to be able to at least take control of the game. Eagles on offense. But take a listen. This is pre-magic Nick Foles. This isn't Nicky Six. Take a listen.
Out of time. Foles looking for Cooper. And it's intercepted. Intercepted by Houston. Running far side. Still on his feet. And out of bounds at the 20. The first interception of the year for Nick Foles. And the Lions in business at the Philly 20-yard line.
Well, Kevin, you said it. He's been perfect. He's been flawless this season. And watching that, you can't say the weather didn't affect it.
Nick Foles' first interception. Remember, this was the 27-2 season for Foles. All right, so then the Lions start their drive on the Eagles 20. 5 plays later, a 2-yard run by Joik Bell, and they decide to go for two. And again, it was Bell. Lions lead 8-0.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Bell got the shoe back on just in time, and he gained 10, and now a first and goal at the 2. They give it to Bell again up the middle. Touchdown, Detroit.
And it looks as if Jim Schwartz is leaving Matthew Stafford going for 2. Doesn't want to send Akers out there with the mechanics that go into a simple extra point.
Riddick and Bell in the backfield of Stafford. Going to throw it, tipped, and Bell catches. 2-point conversion, good. It's 8-0, Detroit.
And did you catch that? Head coach Jim Schwartz. Damn.
They also said they don't want to send out David Akers for the point after attempt.
Wow. Look at
that. That was his 1 year in Detroit.
Bust out. All right, the first half ends. The Lions leading 8-0. First half. melted snow. And then start the second half, the Eagles go 6 plays and punt. Then the Lions, 8 plays and punt. Then the Eagles, 3 and out. But this time, the punt led to another touchdown for the Lions. Take a listen.
And again, the Eagles, not used to this, not running the type of plays they are accustomed to using. Nick Foles under center a bunch, hasn't been under center a bunch this season.
It's Ross, returnable punt if he gets footing. And he does. Jeremy Ross, through the snow, on his sleigh to the end zone. Touchdown, Detroit. A 58-yard punt return for Jeremy Ross.
And could you imagine? Chip Kelly's offense grounded by the snow. They're down 14-0. The extra point, no good. Going for two, no good. So it's 14-0. The conditions on the field getting worse. The offense hasn't done anything. LeSean hasn't had many big runs either. But on this drive, the offense starts to move. Shady starts to run. But it all begins, you ready? With Foles to Riley Cooper on a 44-yard pass and catch, and then a Foles to DeSean Jackson.
Nick Foles going to have to find a way in this snow and wind to throw the football effectively.
Foles on first, throwing for the end zone.
Remember, that drive, that touchdown set up on the 44-yard pass and catch. Foles to stinking Riley Cooper. Riley. And one of the most hated Eagle receivers.
Rightfully so.
Despicable Riley Cooper. Man, they've had some bad, hateable receivers, haven't they?
Yep.
So, all right, the Eagles go for 2, and they fail to convert it. It's 14-6. They force the Lions to punt, and now the shady show begins. Here is his 40-yard touchdown run. All right, you ready? And it follows with, how about this, a 2-point conversion by that Bryce Brown.
Jack Smith in the game, I think for the first time for Philadelphia, but they give to McCoy. Big hole in the middle. McCoy through the snow. Touchdown. A 40-yard jump for McCoy.
And what a run it was. Watch LeSean McCoy. He's going to hide in there. Come out and hurdle Delmas, the free safety, and take it to the house for the Philadelphia Eagles.
And now they go for the 2-point try to tie it. Jackson in motion. They give to Bryce Brown, and this game is tied.
Bryce Brown.
It's a who is Bryce Brown. Right.
Who is Bryce Brown? And what do we remember from Bryce Brown? Tunis, do you remember?
Fumble problems.
Yes.
And he always ran with his hand out here.
Yes. Carried the ball like a loaf of bread. Carried the ball in the wrong hand. But he bounced everything outside.
Yes.
He was everything. A guy that just tried. And he had great speed. Every once in a while, get the corner. And he could do it. But he was this raw talent that never got taught at Nebraska. Never played in Nebraska really much. He never got taught how to run with the football. And ultimately, he flamed out. But here it was, the Eagles. Now let's go. Game tied. Eagles seem to have the momentum until the kickoff.
We're all tied in Philadelphia. They'll kick it off. Ross, so takes it at the 1. He's got a punt return touchdown today. Patiently through the hole is Ross. One man to beat.
I forgot about that play, too. Ross, a punt return and a kickoff return. Lions can't convert the two-point conversion again. So it's 20-14. But don't worry, because here comes Shady.
Eagles at their own 43 on a first down. It's McCoy. Sprinting through the line. McCoy! LeSean McCoy! And we're all tied. Last 4 minutes have been bedlam in Philadelphia in the snow. 57-yard run.
And I want you to watch up front, but then we're going to see a block from Jason Avant. He's going to flash into your screen right about there. Look at that block by Jason Avant. Clears the way for LeSean McCoy, who certainly has gained traction.
How about our own Jason Avant with the key block? Wow. Shady, 57 yards to tie it. And, of course, two-point conversion. Good. They're now up 22-20 in the fourth quarter. They force a three and out of the Lions. And the offense goes back on the move. They march it in the snow, in the blizzard. Seven plays, 71 yards. And it's capped off. Fourth and goal at the one. Foul.
And so now, a fourth and goal in the shadows of the goal line. The Eagles going to hurry it up and try and sneak it on in. Foles will sneak it literally. Waiting for the signal.
How's everyone doing?
6'6 quarterback, Nick Foles, going to get behind Mathis and Peters. Great job going right into the strength of the Detroit defense.
Let's make some noise. Come on.
How about that? Nicky Six.
You hear some of these names, too. Evan Mathis.
Yeah. Remember, Evan Mathis goes to Denver.
Hated Chip.
Yeah,
hated Chip.
They all hated the Chip. Riley Cooper. Eagles now up 28-20. Matt Stafford trying to bring him back. But what happens? He fumbles again. The fifth time. And then Chris Polk. That's right. Chris Polk caps off the game with a 38-yard touchdown run. Eagles win 34-20.
Play clock at 2. Get it off. It's Chris Polk through the line. Chris Polk is going to score. Touchdown, Philadelphia. 38 yards. This offensive line is blowing the doors off of this game in this fourth quarter.
34-20. Eagles over the Lions. Wow, that was a lot of fun, man. Reliving Eagles and Lions. The Snow Bowl, December 8th, 2013. We'll come back and we'll visit with Jason Avant, who sprung Shady in that big run with a great block. And we'll get him to remember that game as we continue every day, 12:20. Reliving a new game since we have none. It's Cuz Radio with Tunis. Keep it right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.